Hi, this is Peter Wright from the PeterWrightsBlog.com. Just put up a new post on the blog about the need to erect mental firewalls and how that's the secret to building resilience and protecting ourselves from overwhelm. A lot of us frequently feel overwhelmed by all the negative news in the media. It seems that our very reserves of resilience and perseverance are being tested. It affects everybody. It doesn't matter what your political persuasion, whether you're wealthy or not, employed or unemployed, self-employed, business owner, there's enough bad news to go around, and it really affects our lives. Just give you an example. One of the things that occupies far more time in my mind than it should is the lack of personal freedom and individual and property rights I experience here in North America compared to third world Zimbabwe. Now don't get me wrong, there was lots wrong with Zimbabwe, and ultimately I lost everything because of the brutal regime there. But on a day-to-day level, I had much more freedom than here. That's really hard to adjust to. But instead of dwelling on that, it's something I can't do too much about until the next election, when I can attempt to change our government with my vote. I got to leave it alone. Anyway, this post is not about a political rant or recalling conditions in my former country of Rhodesia when it had peace, prosperity and a responsible government. It's to suggest that a way to protect ourselves from the continuous assaults on our basic values of common sense and the difference between right or wrong is to be more discerning in what news we allow to enter our mind. And it's not just the baby boomer generation that's affected. There was a report in the Huffington Post, and there's a link to it in my post, that Generation Y, or the millennials, are the most stressed generation ever. The Serenity Prayer by Reinhold Niebuhr, and there's a link to his entry in Wikipedia in the post, says it best. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And that's how I believe we have to protect ourselves against overwhelm, is to insulate ourselves from too much bad news and negative stuff in the media by not only choosing which channels and newspaper items, magazines, social media to read, but how often we do it. I watch BBC News because, in my opinion, it gives the best international news coverage, and I have family and friends scattered all over the world. But I'm selective in how often I watch it, because I really don't need to see all the gory details of the carnage in Syria more than once a day. And if we look at the recent tragic shooting incident involving Oscar Pistorius, I don't need the details of that, what seems to be a botched police investigation, morning, noon and night. So we have to be discerning, and I really think the way to do that is to put up a firewall, just like computer security systems have a firewall. You set your limits or your levels, and the system will then screen out what doesn't comply with your or meet your criteria, put stuff into quarantine for you to make a decision on later, or reject it outright. That's how we need to treat the inputs into our minds so that we can stay positive. That's about it. So thanks for listening.